Hi, this is Charlotte from PleasureMechanics.com. Welcome to this week's Just the Tip, an episode of the Speaking of Sex podcast. Each Wednesday, we share a provocative or fascinating excerpt from one of our favorite resources about sex and relationships, and then have a short conversation about it. At the end of each episode, we offer you a tip or challenge for you to explore in your life. If you want deep, penetrating conversation, keep tuning in to our Friday episodes. But for thrilling quickies, we're bringing you Just the Tip each Wednesday. Today, I'm focusing on the fascinating, glorious anatomy of female arousal. This is exciting information that is rarely fully understood or shared. We don't learn about it in school. Most people don't know the full breadth and depth of the clitoral anatomy, and so can't fully activate the pleasure that it can make available for women's bodies. So I want you to be educated and informed so that you can go forth and create the maximum amount of pleasure for the woman in your life, that is yourself or your lover. So let's dive in. I'm reading primarily from a book by Rebecca Chalker called The Clitoral Truth, The Secret World at Your Fingertips. And there are a few supplementary pieces from Sherry Winston as well. I'll have all of the links to the books and the articles I mention over at pleasuremechanics.com. Hit the podcast button at the top of every page for a complete podcast archive. And this is podcast number 175. The anatomy of sex. One of the reasons sex is thought to be more dynamic and rewarding for men than for women is that the penis is seen as much larger and more complex, and consequently more powerful than women's genitals. After all, the penis is readily visible, usually snaps to attention at the drop of the trousers, and shoots off like a water pistol during orgasm. However, there is much more to our genitals than meets the eye, or better yet, the hand. The idea that the clitoris is as big and powerful as the penis may seem preposterous, especially if you look into any medical dictionary, anatomy text, or sexuality advice book and see a tiny glands labeled as the clitoris. So many books concur with the depiction of the clitoris as a minuscule pea that one would be forced to conclude that this is true, and that those who think otherwise have a full-blown case of penis envy. But quite the opposite is true. She goes on to say, feminists rediscover the clitoris. The modern, anatomically correct definition of the clitoris was developed by the Federation of the Feminist Women's Health Centers. None of the women in the group had any formal medical training, but they learned about basic well-women gynecology by working in their clinics and reading widely in the field. After doing their intensive study of women's genital anatomy, the Federation of Feminist Women's Health Centers identified 18 structures. Some of these are readily visible, while others cannot be seen but are easily felt, especially during sexual response. Still others cannot be felt, but when they are engorged with blood during sexual response, they cause the clitoris to greatly increase in size, just as the penis does. The group's analysis and redefinition of the clitoris were originally published in a book I edited entitled A New View of a Woman's Body, An Illustrated Guide. End quote. That book is profoundly important in the history of documenting the clitoris and the anatomy of women's arousal. A lot of sexuality work has been built on the findings of those women. So we're very grateful for the work that they have done to illuminate our own anatomy so that we can experience more pleasure. So as I said, a lot of work has been done on top of that. One of those is a book by Sherry Winston, who wrote Women's Anatomy of Arousal, Secret Maps to Buried Pleasure. And I'm going to read a quote now from a blog post of hers that is about her book. Women have what I call the female erectile network, a set of interconnected but separate erectile structures made up of the three parts of the clitoris, the paired vestibular bulbs, the urethral sponge, and the perineal sponge. They are connected both functionally and structurally. She goes on to say, pound for pound and inch for inch, women have as much erectile tissue as men. It's just arranged differently. Some of those pleasure parts are well known, while others are almost unheard of, even by scientists, medical practitioners, and sexologists. Each of the network's structures is composed of erotically responsive erectile tissue. and with proper stimulation, each can become engorged. While women can become aroused and orgasmic with only some of the network activated, for maximum pleasure, get the whole network engorged. When all of the separate structures are engorged, the erectile network becomes like a snug and stretchy cuff of delightfully responsive equipment. Getting one component stimulated and engorged is good. Getting the whole network puffed up and pleasured is way better. End quote. So Sherry Winston calls the entire structure the female erectile network. It is the same structure that Rebecca Chalker is looking at and talking about, but has different language. I think Sherry's piece gave us a good overall look at the clitoral anatomy of arousal. Okay, now we're going to go back and read some more from The Clitoral Truth and go into some more detail. The word glans comes from the ancient Greek word for acorn and was probably chosen because the tip of the uncircumcised penis, with its foreskin pulled back, looks somewhat like a ripe acorn peeking out of its cap. The clitoris has a glans as well. The exquisitely sensitive nub that is, without question, the crown jewel of the clitoral system. The female glans, however, has one surprising and exhilarating difference. It holds between 6,000 and 8,000 sensory nerve endings, more than any other structure in the human body, male or female, and by one estimate about four times as many as the glands of the penis. This hypersensitive little node has only one purpose, pleasure, and its ability to receive and transmit sensation of touch, pleasure, and vibration is unsurpassed. The clitoral shaft is attached to the glands just underneath the surface of the skin. The shaft is a round, fibrous segment of spongy erectile tissue, and like the glands, is very sensitive. If you roll your finger back and forth just above the glands during sexual response, you should be able to feel a hard ridge about 1/2 to 1 inch long and about the diameter of a soda straw, and rises towards the pubic mound for a short distance, then bends sharply and divides, forming two slender legs or crua, which is Latin for legs, which are also composed of spongy tissue. The legs of the clitoris flare out somewhat like the wishbone of a chicken. Underneath the inner lips are twin bulbs of cavernous erectile tissue. During sexual response, these structures fill with blood, which then becomes trapped in their cryptic spaces, causing erection. In both women and men, the urethra, the tube through which we urinate, is surrounded by a ring of spongy erectile tissue that is identical to the type of erectile tissue, corpus spongiosum, that surrounds the penis. In women, the urethra is about 2 inches long and runs from the bladder to the urethral opening, just above the opening to the vagina. In nearly all of the modern anatomy books that we looked at, the erectile tissue surrounding the urethra was missing, Carol Downer says, although it is clearly analogous to the spongy tissue which surrounds the urethra in men, it hasn't been considered a part of the clitoris for several hundred years. Since it had no name in women, we decided to name it the urethral sponge. The urethral sponge is a very significant part of the clitoral system. Normally, the sponge is collapsed and is difficult to feel, but during sexual response, if you or your partner puts a finger in your vagina and presses towards the pubic mound, you can feel a rough nugget about the length of the first one or two finger joints. That is the urethral sponge. When the sponge is filled with blood, i.e. erect, many women find that it is extremely sensitive to stroking, thrusting, or vibration inside the vagina. The quote G-spot is located on the part of the urethral sponge that can be felt through the vaginal wall. Underneath the perineum, the short bridge of tissue between the fork, which marks the bottom boundary of the clitoris and the anus, is a dense network of blood vessels, often labeled in anatomy texts, if it is labeled at all, as the perineal body. During sexual response, this tightly packed tangle of blood vessels fills with blood like the other erectile tissues do, becoming hypersensitive to touch, pressure, and vibration. Many women and men find that the perineum is intensely sensitive during sexual response, and that stimulation or pressure on this area often can be felt deep inside the abdomen. Since this structure is rarely shown or labeled in anatomy texts, the Federation of Feminist Women's Health Clinics named it the perineal sponge. The vagina provides access for direct stimulation of the urethral sponge, which runs along the top of the vagina. Many women do find vaginal penetration exquisitely pleasurable and erroneously ascribe these sensations to the vagina. In reality, the sensations stimulated by penetration, whether with the penis, fingers, sex toys, or what have you, are caused by pressure on the parts of the clitoris that surround the vaginal opening. The clitoral bulbs, the wishbone-shaped legs, which encompass the bulbs-like parentheses, the muscles through which the vagina and urethra pass, and the urethral sponge. When engorged with blood, these clitoral structures form a fat horseshoe-shaped cuff around the vaginal opening and are highly sensitive to touch, pressure, and vibration. The vagina does contain nerves that are responsive to pressure, so you may feel these sensations when something is pushed through the vaginal opening. The pressure of penetration may also cause pleasurable sensations in the perineal sponge, which is located just beneath the forward floor of the vagina. This clitoral cuff also provides the exact type of stimulation, friction, and pressure that men need to have an orgasm. The physical part of sexuality, especially of women's sexuality, has been profoundly misconstrued, misunderstood, and sadly neglected. At least we now know the clitoral truth, that women have a complex and powerful genital system that is designed for one specific purpose. Pleasure. This knowledge should encourage us to explore our capacity for sexual response and help us to do it with confidence and assurance. End quote. Now that is a lot of information and it is easier to understand visually. So I'll have some images of this anatomy on the show notes page for this podcast, which again is 175. So there's a lot of information there. There's a lot of research that women have done about their own bodies and shared with us. We thank the woman, Rebecca Chalker, amongst all the other women that she worked with, for having discovered parts of our body that were ignored, glossed over, deemed irrelevant or unimportant. And let's remember them, let's discover them. And I encourage you to go exploring. The best way to find out if this is true is to see if you can find these areas on your own body or on your lover's body and see if you can discover the urethral sponge and the perineal sponge and the crura, the legs of the clitoris in the wishbone shape and the shaft of the clitoris. Just go exploring and see as you get more aroused if these areas engorge and puff up. And the idea is that you get all these areas turned on and engorge with blood before penetration, especially of a penis or of a large toy, as that will make penetration so much more delicious for her body. So, intrepid erotic explorers, go forth and through knowing this information, discover how much pleasure you can create. The quotes from the Clitoral Truth book are taken from a number of places in the book, so I'm jumping around a bit, but you can find the page ranges that I speak about in the show notes. Again, you can find a link to images and to these books that I have mentioned over at pleasuremechanics.com, episode number 175. And remember, while you're over there, you can get a free weekly dose of sex advice and exclusive giveaways and more over at pleasuremechanics.com. And when you're ready to master new erotic skills and unleash more pleasure in your life, enroll in one of our erotic mastery courses. Our Foreplay Mastery course explores all kinds of techniques for how to fully stimulate and wake up all of these parts of the clitoral anatomy that we have talked about today. You'll find that over at pleasuremechanics.com. Use the code JUSTTHETIP for 20% off the course of your choice. Thank you so much for listening. I'm Charlotte from pleasuremechanics.com, wishing you a lifetime of pleasure.